I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. The state has the fourth largest gap between black and white teen deaths in the nation. That's mostly driven by homicides. Death rates are decreasing for white and Hispanic children, but the rate among black teens is increasing. Rebecca Levin is executive director of the Violence Prevention Collaborative, Strengthening Chicago's Youth. She blames structural racism.
When this kind of disparity exists, we have to look at why that happens. It's not just accidental that this happens. It's also not the fault of black boys.
Levin says investment in black communities, improved mental health services, and gun violence prevention methods could help decrease the black death rate, especially for children. In other news, a new Illinois law will give gifted children the chance to move ahead in public school. Dusty Rhodes has more.
Parents of bright kids, listen up. The Illinois Accelerated Placement Act, just signed into law, requires all public school districts to let students take the classes that suit their abilities. That includes early entry into kindergarten or first grade, access to certain courses above grade level, or entirely skipping grades. Joshua Dwyer, policy director for Empower Illinois, helped write the legislation.
This is a way for students to get access to a learning environment that works for them. A learning environment that doesn't work for them is a sixth grader who already understands all the content for sixth grade math being forced to sit in that classroom.
Dwyer says 17 other states already have similar laws. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
Groundbreaking for the Obama Presidential Center in Chicago will be delayed. That's because of a delay in the federal review process. Construction on former President Barack Obama's center was to start this year. However, the Obama Foundation says it now plans to break ground on the $500 million project sometime in 2019. Before the presidential center can be built, the federal government will review its impact on Jackson Park. The South Side Park is on the National Register of Historic Places. The project's environmental effects also will be analyzed. Any adverse effects must be resolved before construction can be allowed. The Obama Presidential Center is expected to have three buildings containing a museum, meeting rooms, an athletic center, and a public library branch. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Illinois veterans' homes now have to notify residents and their families of a disease outbreak within 24 hours. It follows a WBEZ public radio investigation, and Tony Arnold has more.
In 2015, state officials waited 6 days before publicizing the Legionnaires' outbreak at the Quincy Veterans Home. 12 residents ultimately died, and dozens more were sickened. Republican Governor Bruce Rauner defends his administration's response to that outbreak, but this new law Rauner signed will ensure the next outbreak would be handled differently. Democratic State Representative Stephanie Kifowit from Oswego sponsored the measure.
I just think there's a lot of errors in Quincy Veterans Home, and this legislation is starting to correct some of those errors so that hopefully nothing like this ever happens again.
Kifowit says this new law will save lives. I'm Tony Arnold.
The Illinois Department of Corrections is working to help its employees deal with challenges within their profession. Last year, the department placed staff wellness response teams in each corrections facility. Statewide staff wellness coordinator Stephanie Rawlings says prison workers are in a unique environment. She says they face trauma on a daily basis, maybe even more so than law enforcement. Recent studies indicate corrections employees experience the highest levels of work-related stress and exposure to traumatic incidents on the job, more than any other profession. I'm Jennifer Fuller.